Section 8.1, More on Humanware Companion and its Online Books menu. In this section, we're again going to use the Humanware Companion to transfer a Daisy Talking Book from our computer to the Streams SD card. To demonstrate this, we're going to use the Bookshare book that I just downloaded from Bookshare.org. Remember that the procedure is the exact same with the Humanware Companion if you are going to transfer any Daisy Talking Book. At the end of this, I'm going to use the Online Books menu to demonstrate another way to get a Bookshare book. So I am on my desktop now, and I'm going to start the Humanware Companion so that I can transfer the Harry Potter book from my computer to my stream. I am inserting my SD card into my computer. Okay, and that's the card getting inserted. And it says removable disk. It comes up with the auto thing. Some computers do this. Others, it may not even do anything. So I'm going to Alt F4 out of this because I don't need it.
Alt F4.
And I'm going to go back to my desktop.
Windows D, my documents.
So I'm on my desktop, and I'm going to start the Humanware Companion by pressing H. It's one of the icons on my desktop.
H, Humanware Companion.
I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Humanware Stream Companion - Talking Books Dialog. Please wait ... Dialog. Please wait ... Cancel button. Please wait ... Dialog. Please wait ... Cancel button. Talking Books on PC Preview.
And it brought up a list of all of my talking books on my computer. Now remember, like we did before, we need to make sure that the talking book location is set to my desktop. So to do that, and like I said in the past tutorial about the National Library Service, the first time that you open up the Humanware Companion, I transfer books, it's going to scan my computer for books in certain locations. So it may do all the work for you. You may not even have to tell it where to look for your books. But if your books don't show up, remember that you should tab to the Browse PC button.
Tab, include zip files, checkbox checked.
We always want to make sure that include zip files is checked because both the National Library Service and Bookshare uses the zip format.
Tab, PC Talking Books location edit.
There's the location, it's a huge long string. If I tap again.
Tab, Browse PC ... button.
And there's the Browse PC. If I hit spacebar here.
Space. Browse PC ... button.
This will give me a chance to tell the companion where to look, and I want to find my desktop, so I need to tab.
Tab, cancel, but tab, make new folder, shift tab, select the folder tree view, desktop open.
So if I arrow down.
My documents closed.
There's my documents. I'm going to arrow back up because I think I missed it.
Desktop open.
There's desktop. If I press enter.
Enter, please wait ... dialog.
It rescans, and now I should be able to find my books if I shift tab to them.
Shift tab, PC Talking, shift tab, include zip file, shift tab, Talking Books on PC preview.
And now we're in Talking Books on PC. If I arrow down, we'll hear some of the books that are on my desktop.
Call of the Wild, not selected, zero. And using underline Tom Sawyer Abroad, Tom Sawyer Abroad.
Those are all books that I've downloaded before. We want to keep finding. Now, you can press the first letter of whatever book you're looking for. So, for instance, in this case, I can press H.
H, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, not selected.
And there it is. Remember that at this point now, we can press the space bar to check the book or to select it.
Space, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, selected for transfer 3.4 MB check.
Okay, and you hear that it's only 3.4 megabytes, and it is selected for transfer. What's nice about this now is it's ready to go, and at this point I can tab to the transfer button, or I can also just simply press the enter key because the transfer button is the default button that's available right now. So I'm just going to press the enter key to make things go faster.
Enter stream companion - processing dialog. Read only edit. Enter password for zip books dialog. Encrypted book. Please enter the password. Password edit.
And this is how Bookshare will encrypt their books. They make you actually type in a password to unlock your book. So I'm going to do that now. And press enter.
Star 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 enter. Humanware stream companion - talking books dialog. Stream companion - processing left bracket 0% right bracket dialog. Read only edit.
And it's transferring over now. It's doing the unzipping.
Stream companion.
And we hear it's completed.
Okay button. The operation was successfully completed.
And I can just hit enter.
Enter. Humanware stream companion.
Now, to verify that it's actually on our SD card, we can tab down to the second part of this window, which is the talking books on storage card. So I'm going to tab down.
Tab, big tab, P tab, browse tab, talking books on storage card preview.
I should have two books. I should have the confession book that I downloaded from National Library Service.
The confession not.
Which is right there. And I should also have Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows not.
They're both on my SD card and they're both ready for me to read. So to summarize what we just did, we went onto the Bookshare.org website. We logged in, downloaded the Harry Potter book, to our computer, and then we use the Humanware Companion to transfer it over to the Streams SD card. That was a few steps to get a book. Interestingly enough, we can use the Companion's online books option to do everything from within the Humanware Companion. So I'm in the Humanware Companion at this point, and I can press the Alt key to get up to the menu bar.
Menu, file F.
If I arrow to the right, we'll hear the menus that are available to me.
Transfer T.
There's the transfer menu.
Convert C.
There's the convert menu, which will allow you to convert audio notes to a readable format on your computer.
Online books N.
And there's the online books menu. If I arrow down.
Online books menu, Bookshare web service control plus W.
There's the Bookshare web service. And you heard that you can also access this by pressing control W at any point in the companion. I'm going to press the Enter key here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Please wait. Dialog. Please wait. Cancel button. Bookshare web service dialog. Bookshare web service dialog. Email colon edit.
And at this point, it's asking us for our email address that's used for the bookshare.org service. So I'm going to type that in now. Okay, and I'm going to press tab to get to the password field.
Tab. Password colon password edit.
I'm going to type in the password here.
Star 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 tab login button. Alt,
and I hit tab one more time, and I found the login button. If I press the enter key.
Enter.
And we are logged in. If I press the tab key now, we'll hear some fields that I can type in.
Tab, Bookshare web service dialog, author colon edit, shift tab, title colon edit.
Okay, and we landed on the title field. So just as we did with the bookshare.org website, we can type in Harry
Potter
and the Deathly Hallows.
Deathly.
And at this point, I can just press the enter key.
Hallows, enter.
Okay.
Bookshare web service dialog. Please wait. Available items. Humanware stream companion dash talk.
Okay, and now at this point I can tab through.
Tab, download button, I'll shift tab, preview, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling, not selected, not checked.
Okay, and right there you hear it say Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling, which is the author, and it says not checked. I'm going to press the space bar to highlight this or to check it.
Space, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J.K. Rowling, selected, checked.
It says selected, checked. If I'm going to tab to the download button.
Tab, download button, Alt,
and press the space bar.
Space, Bookshare web service dialog, stream companion dash processing dialog, read only edit.
And it is now downloading the book.
Button, the operation was successfully completed.
So it says the operation was successfully completed. I'm going to hit the space bar to hit the OK button.
Space, Humanware stream companion dash talking books dialog, Bookshare web service dialog, close button.
And it automatically drops us back on the close button to close the web service. And you'll see now in my list of books, if I press the letter H for Harry Potter, we should have the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows book downloaded.
Space, please wait. Dialog.
I'm going to shift tab until I find my talking books on PC.
Shift tab, select storage card tab, talking books on PC preview.
And now I'm going to press the letter H until I find Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
H, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, not selected, 3.4 MB, not checked.
And right there, I'm going to press the space bar to highlight it.
Space, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, selected for transfer, 3.4 MB, checked.
So it's highlighted now, and at this point, since it's highlighted, I can just press the Enter key because the transfer button is the default button, or I could tab until I found the transfer button and press Enter. I'm just going to press Enter right now.
Enter, replace dialog.
And it says that it's going to ask me to replace it.
Yes button, no button, cancel button. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows already exists on your storage card. Are you sure you want to replace it?
And it's saying that since we already downloaded it once, it's still there on a card. So we're just going to choose to replace it by pressing the yes button.
Enter, stream compat.
And now it's transferring it over. And in a few seconds, we should have the Harry Potter book downloaded a second time. But as you could tell, the process was
stream
much faster.
Companion dash processing, left bracket 0%, right bracket dialog. Enter password for zip books.
And notice how it's asking for that password again for the zip book. So I'm going to type in the Bookshare password.
Star star star. Enter. Humanware stream companion dash talking books dialog. Stream companion dash processing, left bracket 0%, right bracket dialog. Read only at.
And you hear the chiming noise. Telling us that it's working. And it's just about finished. We heard a ding
stream
again.
Stream companion dash processing, left bracket 100%, right bracket dialog. Successfully completed dialog. The operation was successfully completed.
So we have successfully used the companion online web service to successfully download the book from the Bookshare service. And then from there, use the companion to transfer it to the Streams SD card. A much, much simpler process without having to go actually into the web browser.